Okay, we'll start with an article in the Queen's Jewish Link from Susie Steinberg, who writes about Israel and other issues. So she has an article from September 7th, 2022. She tells over a story about Esther and Chaim Schwartz, whose names are made up, who are proud parents of a baby girl named Elisheva, until Elisheva wasn't growing properly, and they realized she had something with an oversized heart that was causing heart failure. Okay, then they took her to the hospital, and the hospital wasn't, the doctors kept on telling they need surgery, but the surgery doesn't have a great success, or that there's a large risk involved in the surgery, to which Esther and Chaim, who are big Litvaks, they went into the Rebbe's. They said, they were told by a neighbor, they should write a letter to the Lubavitch Rebbe. I figure we should start with Lubavitch, because Lubavitch has been in the news this past week for questionable activities. We'll leave it at that. And so they send a letter to the Lubavitch Rebbe, who probably is turning over in his grave that he's actually in when he reads the news this past week on the shenanigans. But anyway, Chaim was an unwavering Litvak, she writes. Unwavering Litvak. What a great terminology. I like that. And it says that, okay, look, There's no misnagdim in a foxhole. He says there's no misnagdim in the intensive care unit, which is true. Baby's in the sick. So he says he's going to write a letter to the Rebbe. So he writes a letter for the Rebbe. The Rebbe writes back to check the mezuzahs. He checks all the mezuzahs in the house except one, and they're all kosher. He's laughing because he's a Litvak. I totally understand his position here. He was saying to himself, okay, great, what a waste of time and money. And
what's he laughing about? He didn't check one.
And he realizes there's one, and that one is connected somehow, like a door or a house, which is connected to the next house or next apartment. It's like a joint wall or something. And he realizes the baby next door is also having tsars, his kidney issues, Nebuch. He checks the mezuzah. Sure enough, the mezuzah is puzzle. They switch the mezuzah, they fix it up, and both of the babies have successful surgeries, and Baruch Hashem are matzliach. She then paskins at the end of the article, we are required to check our mezuzahs twice over the course of 7 years. So is this a correct psak or not? The auspicious month of Elul is considered to be a particularly favorable time to do so. Some even check their mezuzahs every year in Elul. Be'ezrat Hashem, our mezuzahs should provide protection for all of Klal Yisrael during this coming year and onward. So, protected the coming year, but then onward, unfortunately, has been not so matzliach. So, the question is she correct? Do you check your mezuzahs twice in 7 years? Is this correct?
Say the same thing,
put tefillin. So, tefillin, you got to give a whole another shiram. This is a mezuzah shir. Says the Gemara. Mezuzah yachid, the mezuzah of a private individual, nivdekes pa'amayim b'shavua. What does that mean? Twice in a yovel, a 7 year cycle. Yeah? Twice in a 7 year cycle. V'shel rabim, if it's a public, I'm leaving that very vague, a public mezuzah, pa'amayim b'yovel. Twice in a 50-year cycle. Straight up Gemara.
Which Gemara is that?
Gemara in Yuma, Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph, no machlokas, shockingly. Seems pretty straight up. I read a Shulchan Aruch, because it's a very easy chabura. This is going to be a very interesting one. We'll have a little bit of lumdus at the beginning, but then we're going to do boom, 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 hopefully answer all your checking shilas.
What's the rationale for differentiating between...
That's the little lumdus. We'll get to it. Oh, Yishayach and Rami, I'm going to get to that in a second. First, I just read a Shulchan Aruch. I want you to be clear of this. It's very easy chabur, the halacha. You just have to figure out what the halacha means. Mezuzas yachin nevdekes pamayim b'shavua. Mezuzas yachin evdekes pamayim b'sheva shanim. You check a mezuzah twice in 7 years. V'sharabim a public mezuzah pamayim b'yovel, twice in the yovel. Gemara, Shulchan Aruch, end of story. So now we need to address the obvious question. First of all, before we even get to your point, why are you checking your mezuzah? No? What's the reason to check your mezuzah at all? Okay, if you tell me a baby's nebuch in the hospital, okay, but it doesn't say that in the Gemara. Why do you check your mezuzahs,
To make sure
it does
not become.
To make sure what?
That the ink doesn't come off.
The ink, the letters?
The ink doesn't dry
says
out.
Rashi, you're half right. Rashi says.
Half right.
Half right, but it's going to be a huge difference if you're not fully right. Rashi says, nivdekes, they're checked. Shema, maybe. Nirkava, they're ruined, which is what you're all saying. O, there's a big O. Or nignava. What does that mean?
Someone stole it.
Someone stole your mezuzah. If you look at, yeah, so that's a very, so first of all, these two reasons of Rashi arguing, is it either or? Is it both reasons? And does it make a difference? So that's that. If you look at the Rambam, you take out a Rambam. The Rambam says, we start with the Queen Jewish Link article. I was hoping you'd be here. We started, read from Susie Steinberg. So we have to read again. We have to start again. You have to listen to a tape called the Queen Jewish Link.
Marcus and Yaakov Skatchelis.
Well, oh, no.
Rabbi,
oh, perfect. So we're passing based on Susie Steinberg, Shkayach, for the Queen's Jewish Link. We're going to see if it's correct. Otherwise, you have to go amend the September 2022 edition if it's wrong.
It was a hetzah because it was printed by a guy and the designer was a guy.
Okay, fine. I hear you're talking about Seamus. So, Seamus, I was just quoting an article. Sheamus. I'm quoting an article about mezuzahs. I have, no. You have a great, so you have a silk postcard. Okay, one second. We're getting off top. We're getting. Queen's Jewish Linkock will be afterwards. 9:30 discussion, exactly. So you have a Queen's Jewish Link and you have a Gemara and a Shulchan Aruch all paskening that mezuzah is checked twice in 7 years. We have a reason of Rashi, a little bit of vague reason. Either reason number one, because maybe you're going to find something messed up in the mezuzah, or reason number two, maybe it's stolen. You open up a Rambam, Rambam only says the first reason. Maybe the ink is messed
because
up.
Because reason number two, you would never have to check it. You could just get a clear cover.
Says the Avnei Derech, okay, very good. I've got very, nafkamin is, I've got very big ramifications between these reasons over here. Number one, let's say you have a clear mezuzah. So you know it's not stolen. You could watch your mezuzah, or you got a nest on your mezuzah, okay? You got one of those video cameras, 24/7 live feed. You watch your mezuzah to make sure it's not stolen. So then you never need to check your mezuzahs. Or maybe according to Rashi, because Rashi is not sure what the reason is. Rashi says, Nignava, Nirkava. According to the Rambam, you'd have to check it, because even though you could see the outside of the mezuzah, you don't know if any of the letters got smudged inside. Another nafkamina is, what about you have to check the mezuzahs in the middle of your house? Who steals anything from the middle of your house? So you have a break-in. I understand the front door, okay, the Amazon man may take your mezuzah, but you know, or may pull out the cloth and you won't notice it. But inside in my living room, in the back den room, why would I have to check my mezuzahs twice in every 7 years? It doesn't get stolen. I hope that things don't get stolen from your house twice in 7 years. Okay, fine, but I hope that things in your house don't get stolen twice in every 7 years. I really, really hope so. Otherwise, you hope you have no silver in your house. But, so that would be a nafkamina. In fact, the Sefer Shirei Bracha on Shulchan Aruch says that if the reason is nignava, stolen, you wouldn't need to check your mezuzahs nowadays because it's not stolen. Yeah.
Incident
and
the door block.
I know the incident.
He went straight into his house.
I hear you loud and clear. Correct. If there have been burglaries, Rachmana Litzlan, correct. But if you know that there was no, but he knew there was a burglar in his house.
No, he didn't. Not until afterwards.
But what I'm saying is that it's unlikely that your mezuzahs would be stolen and you wouldn't know that it was stolen, right? Nowadays, Bisman Hazeh, you know if there's a breaker in for the most part. So, regardless, the Shirei Bracha says, not a good nafkamina, because the first reason of Rashi says nirkava, if it's rotten. So, according to everyone, he says the reason is rotten, or if it's stolen, it doesn't make a difference practically. Okay. So we need, okay, new, this Hak, 9:30, 9:30. We have a lot of stuff to discuss at 9:30. Everyone should stay around for a lot of interesting topics. Okay, but first we got to do the shir. So now my next question is, what about the other way? No, Shama, give me an example where even if you say the reason is nirkava, even if it's, we're afraid it's going to get smudged, maybe you shouldn't have to check mezuzahs nowadays. Why? Because how are your mezuzahs sealed? No. If you seal your mezuzahs in a way, what's it called? Hermetically sealed, right? That it's a
vacuum sealed.
Yeah, you vacuum sealed. I don't know how to pronounce it, but I think it's, in Hebrew, it's hermeti. Yeah? So it's a, but it's, huh? Yeah, you seal it in a way that there's no garbage that's going to get in there, water, air, or whatever it is, right?
It doesn't matter. If he, I was told that heat can dry it out and it falls off.
So the Shulchan Gavoa, 100 years ago, I believe, writes that you could be maker with hermetically sealed middle of your house mezuzahs, because according to both reasons, he says maybe this is not an issue. However, many ask on him from the Shulchan Aruch itself. Shulchan Aruch says you place in the Shfoferes. Shfoferes could be interpreted as like, what, a tube, a very carefully sealed tube. Shulchan Aruch doesn't distinguish how the tube is sealed or not sealed, and it says it needs to be checked twice every 7 years. So you can't give me this business of hermetically sealed, maybe could prevent me from doing it. By the way, I Googled how much it costs to check a mezuzah on average. So I looked at a couple of sulfur websites. It's a bit, depends if they're doing house calls and depends where you live, but it was approximately $20 a mezuzah to check. That's what I saw, just from a mid to 5 minute search online. So we're talking about an expensive, you know, process over here if you have to do it twice in 7 years. Comes along the Madani Asher, and he cites a couple of Achronim who say that, look, even nowadays you should check even hermetically sealed or vacuum sealed mezuzahs. However, Rabbi Yashiv says that if you know that there was no water and it's vacuum sealed, you do not need to check. But Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky disagreed and said you do need to check hermetically sealed. So even if it's vacuum sealed or whatever it is, you think there's no water, nowadays you should probably check. So now the question is, how often should you check? So you're looking at me, we just discussed that. How often should you check? What is the Gemara's Lashon? Twice in 7 years. So what does that mean? New mathematicians, what does that mean?
Every 3.5 years.
To the day?
To the day.
Says the Aruch HaShulchan, to the day. It sounds like that. He says,
look at the foreign period.
No, he doesn't say that. It says, Bahainu, Pam, once, with Gimel, Shonim, Mechetzi. So you have to be pretty midak deik once every 3.5 years. Okay, so the Mitzion Tetzi Torah sites of Nevinsov, that's from Skachos. Skachos, you know, brought from Skachos. He's a tremendous Tamakachem. Skachos from his neighborhood. He cites of Nevinsov in one of his Sfarim, one of his many Sfarim, and who says that Rav Nevinsov says it doesn't have to be neurotic. You don't have to be 3.5 to the day, but it's got to be pretty close to once every 3.5 years that you are checking. Comes along the Chiddush of the century, yeah? The Sefer Mezuzah, Sefer Kilchasa, cites of Chaim Kanievsky. Says it's not what the Gemara says. If the Gemara wanted to say once every 3.5 years, could have said that, no?
Yeah.
What does it say?
Twice in 7.
So what does that mean? New Shom, what does it twice in 7 years mean?
I mean, if you look at it as literal, it could be, you know, 4 years in and 4 years in.
Oh, come on, don't be such a chnuck. Make it more makel. More makel. What does it mean?
Today and tomorrow.
Maybe once every 2 days.
No, that's what it could mean. It could mean really once every 7 years. There you go. See, you're Shom, you're too machmir. It could really come out. Yeah, you could do 4 and 3, yeah, but I want more once every 7 years. According to a huge chiddush, as long as you do it once in every 6 and whatever, 6.9. You do it like that, then you're covering yourself. I mean, you really have to check it once every 6+ years, I think, according to that explanation, in order to be fine. Yeah. So you go, because you're going to get it twice. I mean, in any 7 year period, you have to have checked the mezuzah twice. But that's a humongous, I just want to clarify, you get one thing out of this chabura, get this. That really, the 1 in 3.5 is doesn't have to be so neurotic because you got shitas to rely upon that it could be perhaps once every 6 to 7 years. And especially in our houses, if it's not stolen, and if it's sealed carefully, then you have more, a lot of, you know, posts, you have combinations to rely upon to be reading. We're not saying once every 40 years, but once every 6 years, perhaps there's room to rely upon. Yeah.
I just want
to
ask you a question on this topic.
Yeah.
When you check your mezuzahs, do you check them all at once?
So we're going to get to, we're going to have to get into this problem, because what are you going to have to do when you check them? Hold on 1 second. Okay, great point. Next point. Next issue. Mm. So, I just want to read to you now, but I just was Mekel. I just want to read you an Aruch HaShulchan, who's tremendously machmir. Aruch HaShulchan says, 1 second, he says, "Wafizeh b'makom miyuad l'rekavon." If you have a place which is typically, you know, the letters smudge. Why? Kagon. Sheish sham lachuchis. There's a lot of moisture. Kamosha arbe matzri ben bedino senu. Like in our houses, we have mold all over the place. Mold comes very easily in these houses. And there's a lot of moisture. He says, yesh livdok tadir. V'chol apachos pam b'shana. At least once a year. V'chein ani noeg. And that's what I do. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan writes as well. This is the Sefer Kerem Yoav, modern day Sefer on Mezuzah. He writes that you should check every elo, which is like the Queen's Jewish wing sock, which is where she got it from. However, the Sefer Kvius Mezuzah's Kilchasa cites Sraya Dabutsky. He says maybe Adar Aleph. Adar Aleph, maybe it's a mystical reason. I don't remember exactly what his reason was. But you should check every Adar Aleph. A lot of times we have these drives in what month?
Elo.
No, other months there's another one. Father used to sponsor the Young Israel Women in honor of my grandfather. Nissan. I think a lot of times Nissan they have. It's Nissan. Sometimes it's an Indian to have it in Nissan. I think so. I may be wrong about that. I thought it was Nissan. Maybe Azel. I think it was Nissan.
Well, and Mel Chometz in the Mezuzah case.
Yeah, yeah, but yeah, Mel Chometz. I don't know. But the minhag is to check all your stuff in Nissan as well. So again, we typically have these machmirim who say you should be every year. Another, and you have also post-Kamikurai, but it's really once every six plus years. Now the question is, well, what is considered Rabim? What's considered a public one? That would be a great heter if we could figure out a way that public mezuzahs, we said once every 25 years, or if you take Reb Chaim Kanievsky's alumnus, once every 49 plus years. That's a pretty geschmack leniency, but what is considered
rabbin? Yeah, but that doesn't make sense.
What's, why not? What's the reason?
Because rabbin would be more abused than
First you need to tell me what's the reason why we're makel for rabbin. Reason number one,
tircha.
Reason number one, it's tircha. It's annoying. Imagine if you have to. We couldn't get people in Mishul to do bedikas chametz Mishul. Mrs. Witter's been crying about this every year for this shul because no one does bedikas chametz in the shul. You have a chiyav. We have all shinash chametz. You're supposed to do bedikas chametz. No, you want to volunteer to check the mezuzahs in the shul every 3 years? Raise your hand if you want to do it. If not, then be quiet. So the tircha, it's a tircha. It's a huge tircha. Okay, fine. That's maybe private. But what about, but you're going to go running around the shul, is 150 mezuzahs, whatever. In a big shul, you're going to have to go around. So tircha. Second reason is because of sakana. That it would be very public. If they saw us, if the goyim saw us changing our mezuzahs every few years or checking it, they would think it's like a heebie-jeebie thing. It perhaps could lead to sakana. Now, what's the nafkamina? Nafkamina, first of all, is if in Bizman Azem, maybe if there's no, you know, there's no sakana, maybe there's room to be mekel as well. What about if you have a city which is majority of Yisraelim, for example, Eretz Yisrael? So there's no sakana aspect. So then you'd for sure have to do it twice in. You would maybe have to do it even more than twice in 50 years. So what is considered rabbin? That's my next question. So the Chasam Sofer and others talk about this situation. About what about if a house is owned b'shutfis? In other words, it's jointly owned. I'm assuming a husband wife is not considered jointly owned. But let's say, you know, someone helps you pay your down payment. You have a parent or a cousin or something who gives you a little bit of money. So they partially own your house. I don't know, they may not be on the deed. But if, let's say, you have another person on the deed or you have a trust or someone else is a trustee, plus your debt, is your house now considered a bayis shel yachid or a bayis of shutfin? Or you have a jointly owned building, you know, you're investors, and you have a building jointly owned. Is that considered rabbin? That is a humongous dispute between the Chasam Sofer and others. I think for the most part, we are machmir about this, and we say that in Rabbi Yashar Paskin, that a cheder madregos, which is the stairwell in these Israeli apartments, does need to be checked as a single person, meaning it's like a yachid, it would need to be checked twice every 7 years, and you cannot rely on that being a public thing. A public thing is only something where you have like a real public building, where maybe a shul would be a good example, or a base medrash, something like that. There is room to be mako. Fine. Next question. Who needs to check? Do I have to pay $20 or $22 or whatever to a mezuzah doctor to check it? take it out, read it yourself, and shine. Put it back in. Many poskim say, including some sofers, you don't need a petikas mumcha. You know how to read Hebrew. Open it up. You can see it. Every nuance is the most mechudar dikum mezuzah. You don't have to check that every 7 years. You bought it. It was a kosher mezuzah. You need to open it up to make sure no letters are missing. You can read as well as I can read. And therefore, you open it up and do it. Now, practically, it's annoying to do that, so we were willing to pay $20. But that's an economical decision. That's not a... That's not a halachic requirement. Fine. Next question is what you've all been waiting for. What are you supposed to do when you take them all down and now your house is going to go without mezuzahs? Do you have to have backup mezuzahs to put up on the door frames, whatever, on the doors, put door posts while you have your mezuzahs checked? Yes or no? It's a chumrah of the year. Okay. Hate to break this to you. Some will start with the lenient poskim. So the Emek Bracha says, well, you see from over here, look, that a Shev Vialtase, sitting there and doing nothing, can be suspended over here for a Durabbanan, because checking is only Durabbanan. So you take off your mezuzahs. Now your house is lacking mezuzahs, but you're not doing anything actively violating it. Yeah, you took off the mezuzahs to get them checked, which you were supposed to, but it's not like you're actively preventing mezuzahs from being put up. You're doing nothing. It's Shev Vialtase, and we suspend that for a rabbinic idea of checking your mezuzahs. So he says, you don't need to do anything. But many poskim disagree, including, I wrote down over here, Kvias Mezuzah Kolchasir cites the Chazan Ish, the Chuvas Van Hagus, and they say, guess what you got to do? You got to put up backup mezuzahs. So now your mezuzah expenditure went from $750 to $1,500. So he doesn't say that. We're going to have to do, you're very into the front entrance. We're going to have to give a chabur on your front entrance. Is that really true? The chiyuv is only to the front entrance? I'm not 100% sure. But Reb Sroya Dablitsky fortunately gives us a heter. Got to make sure you use the right checker. He says, if it's going to be done and checked within the day by Shkia, he says, here's your Shkia. There you go. I knocked you down once and I could build you up. Your Shkia, yeah? So your Shkia issue, if you have it checked by Shkia that day, it's fine, because that's considered, a temporary taking down, which is...
You're not making a bracha.
Oh, that was last week's Chabur. One second. When you put I hear you. Make a bracha. Correct. It's connected. But others, including the Mishnah Halachos, are more Mako. Whether you can rely on this Mishnah Halachos, you could ask Rabbi Rosenfeld Halacha with myself. But this is a big kula. He says you have a day or two. If it's going to be checked within a day or two, the normal time to be checked. If Mrs. Doctor tells you it takes me 2 days to check them, says I'll be back in 2 days.
But if you move into a house, right?
Yeah.
They said 30 days.
Come back next week. No, not next week, because next week we're going to do women. We'll do something about women also. Come back whenever I'm back. 3 weeks. Mirchem will talk about one of those topics. That's a great question. And so on my list to do, what about moving into houses? What about renting houses? How fast do you have to put it in?
That when it comes to getting a house, it's viewed temporary for 30 days.
No, that's what I'm saying to you. You have to come back for that. That's not so. You're making assumptions. It's going to be a whole half hour sheer. Don't, Shom, I'm not going to get away with that. That's not so clear. It depends if you rent, it depends if you buy, it depends how, it depends on what your contract says. We're very excited about that sheer. But one sentence, it's going to be a lawyer sheer. It's going to be a lawyer sheer again, because it's going to be what your contract says, perhaps. Okay, now, so it says Mishnah Malchus, you have whatever is the normal time to to check, that is fine. So you take it down for a day or so, then you're fine. The day Yom Yomayim, he says, a day or two, then you're fine. Okay, final issue is the Avne Yoshva says, what about if you come into the house and your seller of your house came to my shir a few weeks ago and he left you all the mezuzahs? You ask him, when was the last time it was checked? This old guy tells you, I think 63 years ago I checked the mezuzahs last, yeah? You need to check it or not check it? No. Says Davne Yoshva, it's not a din in the bias, it's a din in the person or the person. I don't have to do it. It's not, I come to mezuzah. I mean, maybe I embellished this case that you knew it wasn't checked. If you knew it wasn't checked in 63 years, you'd probably check for other reasons. But the point is, you come to us, you don't even ask the seller when he last checked. Doesn't remember, I checked a few years ago, I don't know. Yeah? You have the 7 years or 3.5 years to check it, and then you are fine, because it's in the house. Final question is, let's say you have a mezuzah gemach, which a lot of these places have, which you put, if your mezuzahs are being checked and you want to keep a mezuzah on the door at every second. So you could borrow from the gemach. Some neighborhoods have this. I'm sure Lakewood, other neighbors have this. You have mezuzah gemachs. You borrow from mezuzah gemachs. You place them up on the door for 2 hours, 3 hours while your mezuzahs are getting checked, and you could be yotzei that. Question is, how often do those mezuzah gemachs, mezuzahs in the gemach, need to be checked? Answer is, not very often. Because it's not a din in the mezuzah, it's a din in the person. Unless you have him up on your door for a couple of years, keeping him up on every door for every few weeks or up and down, you know, you think that should need checking the most because it can get smushed. Yeah, the halacha is it does not need that. So the upshot in the chabura is, Queen's Jewish link is correct. Really, once every 3.5 years is correct. However, you don't have to be so neurotic about it. Really, once every 4, 5, 6 years, perhaps there's room to be mekel as well. Shkoyach.